Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Well, good morning. It's the Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. Welcome and come on in. What a beautiful Sunday morning it is. Today we are going to have an enchanting guest, Dr. Matthew Anderson, on the Messenger Radio Show today, is going to talk about his best-selling book, The Resurrection of Romance. He is quite stirring and very magnetic and has a beautiful story. And we'll be inviting him on very soon. But let's just have a really quick little chat. I always like to share with everybody, first off, love and light to you, and thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast and this radio show to be uplifted on Sunday morning with a beautiful vision and a fantastic way your day. As you know, we have a couple of different shows that we do here on Sharpening Your Spirit Radio. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio has 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And then we also have this show, which is The Messengers. And The Messengers is really about the people that are really the who's who in the, we'll call it the love drop of all the beautiful things that are going on in life, and that are sharing their gifts to make a difference in the world, sharing their gifts to empower us to not only be better, but to follow in their footsteps and be empowered by their message. So we wanted to let you know that today, with our very special guest that we have, Dr. Matthew Anderson, that you will be empowered by his beautiful book and bestseller, The Resurrection of Romance. And so let me tell you a little bit about him. So Dr. Matthew Anderson is the author, a coach for life with a specialty in relationships. And I'll tell you, after listening to him, you'll know it's called loving relationships. He's an entrepreneur, an executive coach, and a motivational speaker for going on 4 decades. He's the creator of a variety of popular CDs and internet courses, including Wake Up and Drive Your Life, The Journey of Love, Eating to Kill, and, oh, Naked Hearts and Naked Bodies. We're going to have to ask him about that one. Matthew is currently in year 4 of his 33-year plan to live 100-plus years with passion, health, productivity, and especially love. His newest book, the bestseller, The Resurrection of Romance, is an example of the goals he plans to achieve and also a result of his intensely romantic and loving relationship with his partner, Sunny. In year 2 of his plan, he came out of the closet as a fine art photographer. And you can see his art now at AndersonElegantArt.com. So as you can see, this is a very interesting gentleman, and we just can't wait to have him on the show. So let's invite him in. Dr.
Hi,
Anderson,
Cindy.
Thank you so much. Hi there.
Thanks
How
for
are
having
you today?
Me. Cindy, I really like that intro music you got on this show. That is really cool. I love that.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. I want to share, with everybody that tunes into the show that, you know, Dr. Anderson probably could have a 5-hour show. He's had such an immensely great life, and done so many immensely wonderful, beautiful, and empowering things. But today, I think what we want to do is really focus on this beautiful new book you have, The Resurrection of Romance, because it has some amazing stories in it and some very loving messages for our audience. So can you share with me a little bit about how you got interested in that topic?
I certainly can. I have been a writer for many, many years and have written about a lot of subjects. And then, I guess maybe 5 years ago, I really fell in love in the best, in the deepest, in the highest sense with a woman I call Sunny. That's not her real name, but I named her that because that's the way I feel about her. She brings sunshine into my life. And,
aww,
of course, the beginning of it was really wonderful, and I saw her in all her beauty, and she saw me the same way, and we had a wonderful glow, as most people do when they first fall in love. And then what began to occur was that this experience did not begin to dissipate or change or lose its energy. In fact, it got better and better. And a year passed, and 2 years passed, and still it was there. It was exciting. It was wonderful. It was intense. It was really a heartfelt blessing that we had with each other. And I began to think, wait a minute, everybody, all the professionals and all kinds of other people have this common attitude that when we really fall in love with another person, it's great at first, and then it starts to go downhill. And that was not occurring in my relationship with Sunny. And so I began to pay attention to that, take notes about it, as any good writer would do, I would think. And then about four and a half years into it, which was last year, I said to her, I want to write about this because I work with couples. I've worked with couples for 40 years, and couples who have difficulties and who are in love and not in love and struggle. And I care a lot about what happens with couples. And so I wanted to write something that was positive, that was uplifting, that says, here's how it can be if you do certain things, certain very specific things, which I put in the book. I didn't leave out important interactions. I included positive things that people can do and how they relate to their partner that really do make a difference. And then I also shared a dialogue between a real couple that puts this kind of interaction, these attitudes, into practice. And so I'm hoping that people will read this book. Two kinds of people. One person, it would be a single person who's looking for a relationship and wants to have some guidance about, when that right person shows up, how do I treat that person to ensure that it's going to be really great? And the other is for couples either who are just starting out or maybe have been in relationship for years and have lost the glow but want to get it back, because that is also possible to get it back. And so in a nutshell,
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to just say how important that one piece is because I think that we do often get into relationships where we have this kind of illusion, that illusion of grandeur, we'll call it, that, you know, that romantic lovey-dovey feeling that you have in the beginning, and all the wonderful things that go along with that, and that warm energy is going to last throughout the whole relationship. And, you know, of course, there's things, life gets in the way. So I love the fact that you're addressing this subject, and I think that it's such an important subject to bring a resurrection to relationships, we'll call it.
Well, I think that part of what causes people to lose the glow is that we see so many people lose it, and we come to expect it. And we tend to invite what we expect. I mean, that's a kind of a truism, but and it really is true. that what we expect in life, we sort of send out messages in all different levels about, come, give me that thing that I'm expecting. But if we really pay attention to our relationship with this person that we love more than anybody else in the whole world, when we fall in love with someone and they fall in love with us, we see the absolute best that's possible in that person. That's one of the reasons that we love that person, is that they see that in us. And my attitude about that is the truth. That is who that person is and can be if they are treated as precious, if they are treated as a sacred gift, if they are approached with care and love, and that partner does the same thing for us, we start to actually become even more of the best people we can be, because we are now seen in what I call, or seen by what I call, the eyes of love, which is a very important part of falling in love. And it is not an illusion. I have said that to hundreds and hundreds of people. Treat it as an illusion, we're going to lose it. But what if we see it as, yeah, that's a real gift. Look how I see that person. Look how she or he sees me. What can I do to nurture that? That's probably the best gift a human being can get in life, is to be totally loved and seen in all of our beauty by another person. Why would we not want to nurture it? But the problem is we don't have enough guidance about that, I think. And we think we can get married, for example, and it's interesting to me, it always has been, that to get married in most states, to get a marriage license, you have to do less work than you have to do to get a driver's license. And marriage is a lot more complicated than driving. But I think if we had more training.
That's a very good analogy. I love that. I know that you're a doctor of ministry, and I'm sure from coming from that heartfelt space, you have some wonderful ideas of things that people might do before they get married to prepare themselves for marriage. So I love the fact that you gave that analogy. And you are completely right about this illusion that, you know, we have. And I love the eyes of love. Because when you first feel and get that connection with somebody, you do see them just through the eyes of love. So can you share how people can kind of transform their lives in a way that they can continue to keep that energy going?
Yes, and I'll give you a very simple suggestion that I hope people will really try. A lot of research has been done in the past 20 years about happy couples, couples who have been married for a while, been together, and say they are really, really still happy with each other. I'm not the only person on the planet who's had this experience, thank God. And so one of the things that they say is something that I put in the book, and I really emphasize it a lot in working with couples. Begin to communicate what you truly love and appreciate about your partner on a daily basis. Now, one of the things I suggest to couples is sit down and write down 25 positive characteristics that your partner has that you appreciate. Be as specific as possible. If you can put down they're a wonderful person, that's nice, but it doesn't mean a lot. But if I say, I love her because she has such a compassionate heart. I love her great sense of humor. I love her spontaneity. I love how caring she is when she interacts with other people. I love how forgiving she is. You get the feeling of what I'm talking about here. I did that about Sunday.
You know what
day,
I'm thinking, Dr.
What?
Anderson, as I'm hearing this,
what?
Is I'm thinking, Sunny is a very lucky girl. how wonderful it is to have a man that has such a loving heart and has come up with this beautiful work that you've come up with. I feel the universe is very blessed to have a book like this and your take on romance and take on love and sharing that. So first I want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing this work. This is absolutely amazing. So one of your suggestions is to write 25 things about the person that's that's empowering, loving, and all the things that you absolutely are crazy about them individually. And share with how that helps get people on the right path.
Good. So if you write them down, and the reason I ask people to write them down is so that they have them in their daily vocabulary. Write them on a 3x5 card, put it in your pocket, carry it around with you, think about it during the day, so that when you're with your partner, you can say, "Hey, honey, I really appreciate how you interacted with that person when we were in the line at the grocery store. That was lovely what you said." That kind of communication lights up the other person's heart. It excites them. It makes them want to be more that way. In a certain sense, it's saying, "I see you through the eyes of love. I can see those wonderful things that you do and how you are. Now I'm going to tell you about it in a very specific way. And what's going to happen is he or she is going to live into that kind of, they're going to love themselves that way. And if they give it back, it becomes a mutual kind of flowing back and forth. We need to have, and there's a debate about these numbers I'm going to give you. I think they're actually higher than I'm going to say. But a happy couple, a couple that's really loving being together, is going to have probably 30 or 40 positives to every negative that they communicate with each other. That ratio, at least. Some couples say it, maybe it's 100. But most of the time, you're focused on what's positive about your partner. And this is very, very important. You are communicating it verbally. Leaving verbal, positive verbal communication out of a relationship invites it to lose its energy. Always does that. We need to hear that we are appreciated. And it needs to be the truth. You know, you don't make up stuff about this person. But if you're really in love with someone, you should have a lot more than 25 things that you really appreciate about them. I started 25 because I don't want to overwhelm people.
I was getting ready
to say a minute ago that I spent literally 2 minutes last year doing this exercise, and I thought, I'm going to think of as many positive things that I think of about Sunny, and in 2 minutes I came up with 45 items. I could probably do 100 if I had a little more time. And if you really fall in love with someone, it's there. It's in your heart. What if you speak it from your heart to your partner? I'm telling you, that simple practice, if you see it like a spiritual practice of every day I'm going to communicate with my partner what I truly appreciate and love with that person as specifically and as timely as possible. It's,
you know, you talk about this, you know, kind of really affecting the sense of who they are as individual people.
Mm-hmm.
And this must
mm-hmm.
be the part of that verbal affirmation and that verbal love that you're giving to them that really does affect who they are and who they feel they are with you.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, all of psychology tells us that if we're told we are a bad person over and over again, we're going to act like a bad person. But if we're told we're lovable, we're special, that we matter, that we're valuable, we tend to live into that aspect of ourselves. It makes us want to be more lovely, more compassionate, more special people. And it needs to be a flow. So it goes back and forth between the two people. I'd say that if I had one thing to share today that I hope people will take away and put into their relationships, it would be sharing those positive things. I cannot tell you how powerful it is when you really practice it. Try it every day for a week and tell the person that you love, 7 or 8 times during the day what you appreciate about them. See what happens. I'll tell you one thing. Your sex life is going to get a lot better.
Hey, that gets back to the naked hearts, naked bodies. I was like, what is that program about? And I know today we're focusing on your book, but boy, that sounds like an interesting one to talk about as well.
I'll tell you very quickly what that's about is I took a lot of the ideas off of those. Those are two CDs. What I did was I took a lot of that information and actually put it in the book. So it's been changed just a little bit, but it's about deep levels of intimacy, what I call radical intimacy, and really opening our hearts at deeper and deeper levels to our partner and sharing with them not just our pain, but our dreams and our hopes and our possibilities, our vulnerabilities at very deep levels. And then taking that kind of intimacy and allowing it to lead us into a deeper physical kind of making love, which really changes the sexual experience when we have deep intimacy first, deep emotional intimacy first, and then go to the naked body. So it starts with naked hearts, it goes to naked bodies.
Oh, that sounds like an absolutely wonderful program. I'm going to just suggest to everybody that they go out and they find that program. How would they get that? I'm just curious. Where would they go to get that?
Well, the best thing to do is they can either go to my website, theresurrectionofromance.com, and order the book, The Resurrection of Romance, or they can go to Amazon and get it. It's there also. But if they go to the website, they're going to watch my videos and also read the articles. And as I said, everything that's part of Naked Hearts, Naked Bodies is really in the book, even more specifically and pragmatically, I guess, to say.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I just didn't want to leave that Naked Hearts, Naked Bodies completely
I almost gave the book that name. I gave a lot of consideration to call it that. But I decided on The Resurrection of Romance because I wanted to convey that idea of bringing something alive that was alive then died. Now it's coming to life in a new way.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. So, you know, this book that you have is not only good, a lot of times when we talk about romance, we think about, you know, the woman's heart. But this is also a book for men as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, of course, it's written by a man. So that certainly helps that you're coming from that male point of view. But I just wanted to make sure that I was sharing with the listeners, you know, this isn't, you know, just a romantic book for women. This is really a how-to loving guide to bring resurrection.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Men and women.
I often give it to couples and I ask them to read it together, because if they both read it, then they both can talk about each of the topics. And it absolutely is as important for men as it is for women. It takes a partnership.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so there's many different things that, you know, we've kind of talked about, and I want to make sure that we bring some of them in here to the show. And there's something that you call the divine gift. And could you
mm-hmm.
talk a little bit about that today?
I certainly can. I am convinced that this thing that we call falling in love is really a divine gift of grace. It's a free gift. It comes to anybody, everybody. People can fall in love if they're young, if they're old, if they are in different cultures, in different circumstances. Almost everyone that I have ever met has the possibility of falling in love. And I think most people, at least once in their lifetime, actually have that experience. So I see it as a divine gift in that it comes to us, it is so powerful. It just explodes our heart in terms of relating to another person. And if that other person meets us in that kind of space with the same kind of energy, I don't know of anything in the world that human being can experience that is more transforming than that, that could be more healing than that, that could lift two people up to higher and higher levels of love and of even spirituality than that. And that's why I call it a divine gift. It has divine powers. The most important thing that we could have an experience of in this life is to be truly loved and truly known by one other person. And that's what happens. We have that potential when we really fall in love.
That is such a sublime, beautiful way of sharing that. And it's where, you know, two people come together in this divine gift. And really, this is my own piece, and you can, correct me or share with me what your thought is of it. But it's this piece where we learn unconditional love. And when we get into that real falling back into that divine gift and that unconditional love with another human is sometimes where we find our own personal love.
I agree. I agree with what you said. No correction on that one. That's a good one. I think that's true. And when we fall in love, we're given the energy that pushes us in that direction to love someone unconditionally. You know, one of the things I say to individuals and couples a lot, you know, if you want to get married to someone, if you want a long-term committed relationship, hopefully you're going to start with a person that you say to them and to yourself, boy, I hope you don't change. We don't start out with someone and say, I love you, but you got to change A, B, and C. That never works. And so when we really fall in love, we can see the wonder in that person. We want to nurture that. And yes, that's an invitation in my view to move towards unconditional love. And my opinion is to see someone through the eyes of love is to see someone through divine eyes. So God loves unconditionally, I believe. And I think we have a taste of that when we fall in love.
Oh, that is just such a beautiful way of saying that, and such an enchanting way of saying that. So I thank you for sharing that. And you know, I think one thing that I'd like to share, and the show just dig nam, it isn't long enough because we could talk about love, I'm sure, for hours here. But one of the things that I want to make sure that we talk about here before we the show comes to an end is I want to make sure that I get in this piece is that, you know, a lot of times when we get into this, you know, very heartfelt, I'm going to call it a little bit of a woo-woo talk about this romantic love, which is so, we all have the ability to get to. But if people have been in a relationship, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe even longer, and they feel that they've lost that a little bit, is there anything that you have to say particularly to those couples?
Yes, I do. And I would say sit down with your partner and take the risk of being quiet together, of looking into each other's eyes, and to begin to share from your heart and start with what you have always appreciated about that person. Start with that. Open your heart. It means being vulnerable. And there's a great reward in being vulnerable between two people. It starts the process of reconnecting. Now, that initially, for some couples, might take a little bit of courage because it might be a long time since they've done that. And they might feel a little awkward and a little uncomfortable. And my opinion is, what the heck? It's worth it. If you loved each other once, work on getting it back. It is truly possible if you begin with opening the heart.
Oh, that's perfect. I think that's a wonderful place for people to start. And then, of course, the second place for them is to purchase your book and to add in all the other extra things that your book brings together to help people move to this divine love in their relationship and really move to this divine gift, as you call it. So share how people can get your book and what's the best way for them to do that.
Well, there are two things. One is to go to theresurrectionofromance.com to order the book, which I would prefer because they can read my articles, look at my videos, or go to Amazon. The other thing you can do if you go to my website is you can get information about how to get in contact with me. I work with individuals and couples by Skype and by FaceTime all over the country. So face-to-face with this new technology, it's really wonderful. It really works great. I actually do couples work with people by Skype. And so people can read the book and then have personal contact with me, either individually or as a couple. I'd be very interested in doing that with them.
Oh, gosh. How amazing would it be to be able to work with you one-on-one? So I certainly will share, you know, please go to resurrectionofromance.com and look up Dr. Anderson's work and see if
Make sure you put the in the front of it. They'll get it wrong.
Okay.
The resurrection.
Okay. The resurrectionofromance.com.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can actually connect with him on a one-on-one basis. And if you feel like you're in a place in your life where either you're new to a romantic relationship and you want to make sure that it sticks and that you have that love forever, or maybe you're in a relationship that could use a little bit of extra loving up, I would suggest you go to theresurrectionofromance.com and connect with Dr. Anderson and maybe even connect with him live, which how fun would that be? So a few things I want to share here before we end the show today, and that is to keep in mind that romance really brings an incredible divine gift to you, and that to be able to look at people through the eyes of love not only can change the life of another, do love, but can also change the life of yourself. And
absolutely.
Learn to develop trust and that gift of eyes of having eyes of love for another and for yourself. A perfect thing to do would be to pick up this beautiful, wonderful gift, the book, The Resurrection of Romance. Excuse me. So, Dr. Anderson, is there any one thing that you would like to say today before we end the show?
Yes, I would say that I deeply appreciate how you have interacted with me today, Cindy. It has been really special talking to you. How a person interacts with someone being interviewed makes all world of difference about how special and meaningful the conversation goes. And I really appreciate your heart in this and your energy. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really appreciate it.
Well, I just have to say, Dr. Anderson, the pleasure is all mine, because the love that you are putting out in the world is such an immensely generous, open-hearted gift to people, because as we all know, if our relationships are good, our lives are good. And I want to thank you so very, very much for the gift of sharing yourself on my show today and sharing yourself with the listeners. You know, there's a very quick, fast-track love-up round I do at the very end here, and I just have a couple of quick questions for you because we're getting to the very end. And those are, do you have, like, a favorite spiritual belief?
I would say these days it kind of circles around the subject of love, of course, and I would say that this whole concept we've been talking about the eyes of love is a very, very important idea for me that I try my best to practice every day, especially in my relationship, and share it with other people. So that's very central to my spiritual life these days.
I think that's essential to everybody's spiritual life, and that's a beautiful thing to bring up. Is there one particular thing that you do on a regular basis that keeps you personally connected to spirit?
Absolutely. Every day, without fail, I spend time with Rumi's poetry. For those people who don't know it, he was a Sufi mystic that lived in the 13th century, and it's spelled R-U-M-I. He wrote just incredibly beautiful, powerful poetry. And it is filled with love, just deeply saturated with love for other people and love for God. So it's the best thing I do for myself spiritually every day is to read and meditate on what he's written. And it's available in any bookstore, Amazon, everywhere. Anything about Rumi, I think, is wonderful.
Oh, I love Rumi, and what a stirring way to stir up your heart every single day. I love that.
Oh, yeah, sure is.
Then, of course, because at Sharpening Your Spirit, what we do is we empower spiritual entrepreneurs to empower their business and to heal more people. Is there one particular thing that you do with your business to really empower it or promote it, if you had one little idea for others?
You mean to encourage other people to do?
Yes, for their business.
Yes, I would encourage them to do what I'm doing right now with you, and that is to get on the internet and to find people like you who are looking for people to interview and to share their message. It's a powerful way to hone it, to get clear about it, every time you have to be interviewed, you have to think more deeply and more clearly about what you have to say. And it really helps you become clear and direct with your message. It really makes a difference. And of course, lots and lots of people listen and are going to respond in different ways. But I think it's important to be able to communicate verbally about what one believes and is excited about, and then hopefully it's contagious.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to second that belief, that I think it's a wonderful way to get yourself out there. And I love the fact that you said getting clear about what you say, because as we all know, that's such an important thing as you're trying to share your
mm-hmm.
message and your gift out
yes.
to the universe. Well,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, Dr. Anderson, we have come to the time where we have to bid our farewell. And I will say again, I could talk to you for 5 hours because I find you absolutely enchanting and magnetic.
Thank you.
And you can tell Sunny that I know she is a very lucky girl.
You recorded this, right?
I sure did, and
I will make sure she gets a copy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So sending love to you, and I want to again say to everybody that to be able to really see your loved one through the eyes of love and yourself through the eyes of love, take a look at this book and picking it up and connecting with Dr. Anderson, and it's theresurrectionofromance.com. And with Dr. Anderson, I'm going to be sending you off with love, and I hope you have a beautiful day out in Florida.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been beautiful. Thank you. And you know how it ends, everybody? We say thank you for coming to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. Thank you for opening your heart to this absolutely beautiful gift of listening to our messenger today, which is Dr. Matthew Anderson, and hearing about his bestseller, The Resurrection of Romance. And it's love, light, and a big kiss. Until next week, we'll see you then.